The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to this term, motivation, from the Continuous Improvement Companion. Let's start out with a brief overview. The word motivation has two distinct, though related, meanings. In the more generic definition, motivation is simply something that provides an incentive to take action. This meaning also has something of a psychological component to it, as there is a linkage between the incentive and a behavioral response. In a more leadership-oriented meaning, motivation is a characteristic. Being motivated means that a person has the disposition to take action or to stick with something against adversity. Motivation can either be internal or external. The term self-motivation means that a person is able to build and keep momentum up on his or her own. External motivation comes, obviously, from an outside source. A person's children, his boss, great speakers, historical figures, and a host of other individuals can all inspire people to take action. All motivation, though, is incentive-oriented. External motivation can come from the desire to earn rewards such as promotions, raises, and recognition. Internal motivation comes from the feelings associated with an activity. Charity work, for example, is motivated by the positive feelings a person may get from selfless service. In both cases, though, actions culminate in a person getting something he or she desires. Most self-driven people focus their motivation with some sort of personal goals, though these goals may not be explicitly stated. Externally motivated people are focused by, among other things, leaders guiding a team toward a specific task. Lean requires the stick-to-itness that motivation provides. That means leaders must be inspirational and offer incentives for a team to take action. It also means that self-motivated people are strong fits in a continuous improvement-oriented company. Now let's move on to a little bit of a deeper discussion, and we'll start off with some historical examples of motivation. One of the greatest motivators of all time was John F. Kennedy. Of his many examples, two stand out. The first was in his speech, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." This was a very general attempt at inspiring people to change their value system. The second was his challenge to land a man on the moon by the end of the decade. This was a far more specific attempt to motivate a team towards a precise goal. Both examples, though, were intended to inspire those around him to change their behaviors. Usage of the term. Motivation is a word that is frequently used with little understanding about its real meaning. He or she is motivated has become just a way of saying a person works hard or works very long hours. That simplistic view neglects half of the equation. It looks only at the behavior and not at the incentive. There is no emphasis placed on why the person is working that way. It is particularly important to understand both parts of the equation when applying the term in a continuous improvement environment. First, ask yourself this question. Why should people follow your lead down a path of continuous improvement? It doesn't matter what level you are, from CEO down to frontline leader. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.